Thank you for those who asked me this morning if I was doing better. You notice I walked up here without falling on the stage. So I have put off the vertigo. Amen. I've had a number of folks comment on my coat. I've put off almost 20 pounds and I could get back into it. I also put off the Bernie Sanders sticker somebody put on my truck. Not funny. You know, I don't know of anybody that I am as much diametrically opposed to their philosophy and stance in life as I've seen in some people like that, and it hurts my heart. So I'm just going to tell you, if you saw that on my truck, I do not support that type of liberalism with God's word or anything else. I share this with you. There is much that needs to be shared with you today because we're a church family. And I say and talk about things that are to be put off. But folks, there are some things that need to be put on as well. We need to put on the love of the Lord our God. We need to put on an obedient heart. We need to put on ears to hear when our Father speaks. Amen? We're to put on eyes that will see our God when He is at work and not miss it when He is working around us, because God's Word says that He is always at work around us, always. And if He's always at work, that means that we're supposed to have eyes to see where He is. And if we're not watching, folks, we're disobedient. I want to share with you that I believe that my sermon is going to be a little shorter than normal today. Because at the end of the service, at the end of the first invitation, we're going to have a little bit of a, well, kind of inspired by a couple of weeks ago, we're going to have a State of the Union address and challenge at the end. And it's critical to our church's direction. It won't be real long, but I believe that you're going to want to stay and hear that. So please stay through it all. I want to ask you this. Have you ever had an encounter with God? And a lot of people are going to say, yes, I've had an encounter with God. We look into God's word and it says that Adam had an encounter with God. Amen. He walked with him daily in the garden. The Bible says that Noah had an encounter with God. God told him that he needed him to build something, right? Was he to build a tower? Noah and the tower. Noah and the ark. I think it was important that Noah listened to what God wanted him to build. Amen. Job had an encounter with God. We know that God spoke to this righteous man. Abram, who became Abraham. Moses. Listen, all of these people that we read about in God's word and so many more had an encounter with God. Let me ask you, have you ever had an encounter of God? Do you hear from God? Do you hear from Him at all? Now, I'm going to tell you that there are some people that think it's arrogant to say, well, I've heard from God. I'm going to tell you that God's word says something very different. It doesn't say that in arrogance we hear from God. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 8, verse 87, the scripture says, whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you do not belong to God. Does that scare you just a little bit? Folks, if you are not hearing from God, God's word, God's very word says, if you're not hearing from God, it's because you don't belong to Him. If that doesn't sober you pretty quickly, I don't know of what will. But I know that God's word says He speaks to us and He is speaking to us. The Bible tells us that God spoke in many different ways in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. As a matter of fact, let me just share with you from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It says, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. He was talking about that in the New Testament. Whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom He also created the world. The one who created the world came and became fully human, walked on this earth, and shared with us God's plan for us. Now, we know that God spoke in the Old Testament by the prophets in other ways. We know that He spoke in the New Testament by Jesus Christ. But does He still speak today? I'm disappointed in your response. I know sometimes that you just get to listen, but listen, when I ask something like this, I hope that your heart is shouting out within your very chest to say, when I ask again, let me hear your true answer. Does God still speak today? He does. He speaks through His Holy Spirit, dear people. His Holy Spirit is still speaking to us today. We know He does. God has not changed. We read from the scripture, Hebrews chapter 13, that He is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. God has not changed. He still speaks to His people. How He speaks may be a little different, but He still speaks. And there's some very important factors that you need to understand about hearing from God. And I know some of you might be going, Pastor, didn't you preach a message like this a couple of years ago? Yes, I did. This is going to be an adaptation, an addition, and a change from that. But I want to remind you that we are supposed to be hearing from God, and I believe that we have heard from God, so I'm going to be sharing more with you about that a little later. First of all, we know that God speaks to us. We know that we are supposed to be listening to His Holy Spirit. Since the time of Jesus Christ's ascension to heaven, where He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again. This is key for cheer. Okay. All right. You got the signals now. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you to myself so that where I am, there you may be also. God speaks to us through His Holy Spirit since the time that Jesus went to be at the side of the Father. That is why it is so important, dear people, to be Spirit-filled. Do you realize God's Word doesn't say you might think about being Spirit-filled? I'm not saying that you're supposed to do wild, crazy things. I mean, Spirit-filled means to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. We know that He will speak to all who will listen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says that Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, if any man will what? Hear my voice and then open the door. I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Jesus is saying, if any man will listen to my voice, I'm going to come in and fellowship with him. We know that God speaks to us and for all who will listen. Seldom does He run us down. Amen? Now, there are times that I believe that God sends the hounds of heaven for us, but He shouldn't have to do that. Amen? He speaks to us in that still, small voice, so we have got to be still and listen. Today, God uses the Holy Spirit to speak to us several ways. We know He speaks to us through the Bible, God's Word. It is God's preserved Word to us, and the only way that we can get it is what? Read it, or have it read to us. So, folks, if you really want to hear from God, start with His Word. Secondly, He speaks to us by prayer. That is God's conversation with us. Prayer is supposed to be two ways. We pray to Him and we listen. We read the Bible and we listen. We read the Bible some more and we listen. Prayer is a relationship, dear people. It's not a monologue for your Christmas list for God. Speak and hear. He speaks to us through our circumstances. Jesus Christ Himself said, "My Father is always at His work to this very day." And I too am working. Listen, God is always working around us. And if God is working around us, we need to have eyes that will see Him at work. Watch to see what God is working. And the last one is, He speaks through His church. And I'm going to elaborate a little on that today. He speaks through the body of Christ. And yet He doesn't speak through a building. Listen, God doesn't need a building to speak. Amen? God speaks through His people. God speaks through His Word. He speaks through the circumstances. He speaks through prayer. So, folks, God doesn't need a building to speak. God doesn't need a building to do ministry. The church might like to have new buildings and proper buildings because it makes us more comfortable while we minister. But does God need a building? No. He might indeed lead us to build a building, but it needs to be done according to the way He wants us to do it. Now, understand this, that He speaks in all these different ways. But listen to me. How God speaks is not the most important factor. Whether it was in the Old Testament or whether it was in the New Testament or whether it's right now, how God speaks is not the most important thing. That God speaks is the most important thing, that He is speaking to you. And that is the crucial point, to know that it is God and to know what He's saying to you. That's the important thing, to know that God is speaking and what He said. Does that make sense to you? Does it matter how He spoke? Listen, he spoke to Balaam through a donkey. Should we enshrine the donkey and put a donkey up there and say, oh, we're going to worship the donkey because God spoke through a donkey? No, listen, he uses donkeys quite often to speak. You take that any further and I'll be hurt. But doesn't he? So does it matter how he speaks? No, the important thing is that he speaks. So people, when God is speaking to you, when he touches your heart through the Holy Spirit, when he touches through the Holy Spirit through a song, when he touches you through the word, when he touches you through your circumstances, that's an encounter with God, and he's speaking to your heart. Some of you have experienced God working that way. I'm going to say a lot of you have. You have experienced God's Holy Spirit speaking to you through the Bible, through prayer, through circumstances, or through his church. And again, some of you might again ask instead to say, how do you know it was God? How do you know that it was God? Let me tell you this. When you are a child of God, you know it. And when God speaks to you, you know it. Listen, when a daddy calls out in the middle of the playground and he calls his child, that child knows it. He knows him. He says, his sheep hear his voice. Folks, if you are his sheep, you hear his voice. You learn it by having a personal relationship with him. You know what he's saying. You know what he's telling you to do. I guess the real question, or should we say the million-dollar question, is why would God ever speak to me in the first place? Why? Why would God want to speak to me? Why would God want to speak to you? Why? There's only one good answer. Because he loves me. Why would God speak to you? Because he... It's the only answer. God loves you, and he wants to speak to you. See, God speaking to me, or God speaking to you, his revelations to you, his revelations to me are designed to do two things. Hear this, please. Hear this. God speaking to you and his revelations to you are designed to do just two things. One, to bring you, to bring me into a closer love relationship with him. That's why he speaks to us, to bring us to a love relationship to him. And secondly, to reveal himself to me to increase my faith. Because when God speaks to me and I'm obedient, I learn more about him, I follow him, I am more successful in the kingdom work, and it encourages me. It encourages me just to hear from him. You see, the key is this. If you will seek God, God's word says if you will seek him with all your heart, guess what? There's a promise with that. If you seek him, what's going to happen? God's word says you will find him. You're going to find him. The key is if you seek him, if you listen, you'll hear from God through your love relationship with him and through God's word. You will come to know that it's God speaking to you and what he's saying. When you belong to God, the Holy Spirit who dwells in you will speak to you. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. It says, do you not know that you are God's temple? Wait a minute. Me? An individual? A person? It says, do you not know that you are God's what? Temple. You are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you. Not the church building, the church. Point at the building. Point at the building. Now point at the church. Two totally different things. Amen? The church. The building. John 8:47 says, he who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. If you're not hearing from God, there's a problem at the very base of your heart. The very basic part of your belief. Here's a wrong pattern. I want you to understand this. A lot of people are praying for God's direction like this. Here's how they pray. Lord, I think I should go this way. So stop me if I'm wrong and bless me if I'm right. Now, I don't want you to say anything because I know a lot of people tend to do it that way. Or they'll pray it this way. God, I am going to proceed in this direction. Close the door if it's not your will. Have you ever heard of somebody or maybe somebody sitting in your seat that has prayed this way? Have you ever heard about somebody praying this way? Honestly, I mean, give me a head nod. I tell you what, let's do. Do you have your Bibles? get your Bibles with me, and let's turn to the scripture that teaches us that. Would you follow with me there? Oh, that's right. There's not one. No scripture that says that's how we're supposed to pray. That's not how we pray. We don't say, God, I'm going to proceed in this direction. Bless me as I go. You cannot be guided by your own experiences alone. God wants to do with you more than that. You cannot allow yourself to be guided by a tradition. I don't care if it's a tradition that you've in your church that you've had for thousands of years. You cannot follow God by just a method. You cannot follow God by just a formula or even following good people. You can't do it just that way. Too many people trust these ways because they're easy. Oh, I'm just going to follow him. I'm just going to follow her. I'm just going to do like it says on our little deal here or there. Listen, you better do it like it says right here. God's word. Because if you don't, you're going to miss what God's got for you. A lot of people try to do it that way because it's easy, but they're just doing it because that's how they please to do it. They just disregard the scripture. They try to put the whole burden of their responsibility on God. Well, God, if I'm going the wrong way, close the door. Listen, what's to say that God didn't say, you go your own way. I'm going this way. If you want to, you come with me. So we don't ask God, stop me if I'm going the wrong way. God says, listen, you've got a will of your own. I hope and pray and I ask that you follow me. But folks, if you don't, that's on you, not on God. And if we don't go the right way, it's on us, not on God. And all God's people said, amen. Folks, that's the truth. If we're wrong, we think, oh, God intervened and stopped me. We blame our failures on God. Listen, if you want to know the will of God, if you want to hear the voice of God, you have got to spend some time and effort cultivating it. You've got to learn to listen to the Lord. And the only way you do that is with a love relationship with Christ. That's what God wants, a love relationship with us that we are so close that we hear his voice when he speaks. So as good and as easy as it might sound, we don't just move through open doors until God closes them. Listen, that's how you get in trouble. Listen, that's how we trap animals, right? That's how Satan traps the gullible as well. Nor do we run ahead of God and ask him to stop us if we're going the wrong way. So what do we do? Folks, we stop and wait. We must stop and wait until we hear a clear word from God. If we don't do that, we are remiss. You see, God can and God will give us very specific directions if we will listen. The pattern that we see in Scripture is this. God always gives a direction at the front end. Now, he may not tell you everything that you want to know. He may not say everything that we'd like to find out right up front, but he gives us enough to go on. He tells us what we need to do, and we do what he says to do, and once we accomplish that, he'll give us more. But he will tell you what you need to know to get started and where to head. God doesn't just say, go do this and turn us loose. He'll give us direction if we will listen. And once we've heard from God, once we know what God is saying, we should affirm that through his word. And after we affirm it through his word, we wait until he gives us instructions on what to do. Because I think that it's important not just to build something for God, but to do it how he says to build it. Amen? What if Noah had decided that he was just going to do it differently? And what if God said, I want you to build an ark. And all of a sudden he goes, awesome, Lord, you got it. And he goes out and he builds this ark that's about 8 foot long, and it's great. But not for what God wanted, right? You need to listen to what God wants us to do. It's important. Noah knew he was building that ark, but he waited for the size and he waited for God's instruction on the material because it was beyond him. Moses was about to build a tabernacle. And God gave him specific details about how that tabernacle was to be built and laid out. You know, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 tells us this. It says, our ways are not God's ways. Have you ever noticed that? God tends to do things a lot different than we do. Well, Lord, if I was in charge of this, this is how I would do it. Listen, only God can give the kind of specific instructions to us for us to accomplish his purpose. Only God can do that. And he'll do it in his way. So my conclusion is this. If we don't have clear instructions from God, pray and wait. Amen? Amen. Learn some patience. I'm speaking to me. Learn some patience. Depend on God's timing. That's always right, and that's always best. God's timing. Amen? Don't get in a hurry. Listen, we've been learning and experiencing God these things, but don't get in a hurry, because you see, we learned that He may be waiting to tell you what to do, and He may be withholding direction to cause us to seek Him more intently. For us to say, okay, Lord, I'm really listening. I'm really listening. And then when we get really intent, then He gives us the direction. Now, here's something that's important too, folks. Do not skip over the relationship portion of that. You just don't want to get on to doing. Some of us are so about that. Well, I got to do something for God. I got to do something for God. God would rather have a relationship with you instead of having you do something for Him. Because I think once we build that relationship, then God will easily lead us to what He wants us to do. Remember this. God speaks to the entire church. Amen? That means that He speaks, listen to this, this is incredible. God speaks to the person who is sitting in your chair. Some of you are going, God speaks to the person who is sitting in your seat today. He speaks to you if you will hear, if you will listen. God speaks to the whole church. If we don't listen to all of God's church, we don't get the whole picture. God speaks to every person who is His in His church. If God speaks to your heart in this church, listen to me, please. If God speaks to your heart and you're a part of this church, you are asked to share that with leadership. Why? Because we don't hear fully from God until we fully hear from His church. Because there are things that He wants to do, things that He wants to accomplish, and He brings the understandings from people who have a sensitivity to Him, but also who have an understanding of where maybe He wants them to go. And He brings it all together to make a picture that we didn't see by ourselves. Does that make sense? Yes or no? So how can we have the full picture if you hear something from God, but you don't let us know? If God is truly speaking, will He not affirm in my heart that what you say is from Him? You may think, preacher, you're going to think I'm a nut. Well, I probably thought that anyway. It goes both ways, doesn't it? But listen, you might be coming to me, and I've had people tell me, you're probably going to, even recently, some of you are going to go, oh, that was me. Even recently, I've had people say, you know, you're going to think this is weird. And then they share with me what God is laying on their heart. And I look right back at them and go, you have no idea how unweird that is, because God has already been working on my heart for that very thing. And then we have a little celebration in my office. We do, you know, we don't do the Snoopy dance, but it's similar. If God is speaking to you, do you not also understand that He will also tell others? And that even if He hasn't yet, when you share what God is truly sharing with you, that it will be confirmed in my heart, in the heart of others? Folks, you need to share. Let me tell you what not to do. I'm just going to tell you, and every one of us are in the principal's office right now, okay? Every one of us. Here's what not to do. Do not withhold what God has put on your heart and then complain later. Don't skip voting this week and complain about who got in. Do not quit voting when we have our business meeting and then complain about what we do. I'm going to tell you, I have no greater pet peeve than for people to say, well, I didn't show up to vote because I didn't want to say no. What's wrong with you? You're a part of this church. And if you're a member of this church, you are expected to vote. You're expected to share. And if there's a difficulty, tell us up front. You may just be the very one that slows us down to hear better from God so that we get a clearer understanding. And all God's people said, So be at business meetings. Oh, preacher, you zinged me. Listen, how can you share if you don't listen? How can you share if you don't tell somebody? Listen, you could be the first cause of hardship for not sharing what God put on your heart. And you'll be the second and double cause of hardship when you start complaining that it wasn't done your way. You share what God puts on your heart. Why? Because God's word says so. You might be going, man, preacher, this is a weird sermon. So be it. If God puts something on your heart and you do not share it, do you know what that's called? Disobedience. And disobedience is called sin. People, we need to hear from God. And if God puts it on your heart, please do not be shy. Share with leadership. Share with your pastor. Listen, God puts me in a position. I know, well, you're the pastor. Listen, I'm just an under-shepherd. God is the head of this place. Amen? I said, God is the head of this place. And if we don't listen to what he says to his people, we will falter. And I don't want that. Would you pray with me? Father, we ask for your strength and help because, Lord, we need it. We call on you and ask you to speak to our hearts, and then we run around so much, Lord, we never stop to hear. Would you help us, Lord, to be still and to know that you are God? Would you help us, God, to be still and to listen? God, that's our prayer.